Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
It is getting that time of the year. It's Miller time. You don't need a watch or a clock to tell you. It's Miller time. Weather gets a little bit warmer. All of a sudden, the beer gets a little colder.
It's beer cracking season.
Okay. I don't know if it says that on the calendar. Miller Lite. Great taste, less filling. Tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells beer. And as always, please celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces. Fewer calories and carbs than premium regular beer. Miller Lite.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Now available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, PodcastOne.com, and anywhere else you get your podcasts.
Hey, sports fans, I have a daily sports podcast I want to tell you about from Wondery and The Athletic. It's called The Lead. Now, Wondery have produced some of my absolute favorite podcasts, and The Athletic, they're some of the best storytellers in the sports business, and they have a podcast every weekday morning. The Lead brings you a deep dive into the biggest sports stories of the day from The Athletic's all-star team of local and national sports writers. Stories like, you know, that 49ers running back that's just come out of nowhere and dominating, or a deep dive into the Zion era. It is upon us, and what does it mean for the NBA? All of that and much, much more. So if you're looking for the full story behind last night's scores and today's hot takes, make sure you subscribe to The Lead from Wondery and The Athletic on Apple Podcasts or Spotify.
Napa Know-How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
From the Mercedes Man Cave, this is Dan Patrick.
Final hour on this Tuesday, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Glad to have you on board. Reggie Miller will join us coming up a little bit. Talk to Reg about the trade deadline, a few other things. Andre Iguodala, who's going to be a borderline Hall of Famer, he got dealt from Golden State to Memphis, and he doesn't want to play for Memphis. And really, this is a salary dump.
And he just said, I'm going to sit out the year if you don't get rid of me. And then you had one member of the Memphis Grizzlies saying, hey, I hope that we trade him so then we can play him and then we can show him what Memphis basketball is all about. Yeah, my Memphis Grizzlies. And they're in the eighth spot right now in the playoffs. Big game coming up tonight. It'll be the showdown. Pelicans-Bucks, Greek Freak versus Zion. You'd like to get in touch with the program? You can. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address, dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. We're still on DirecTV's Audience Network. That's till the end of the month. We'll keep you updated on where our future TV home is and also on BR Live. We will continue. Nothing changes with the radio portion of this. We will be on the 362 radio affiliates around the country. That doesn't change. The mediocrity of this show doesn't change either. That will continue.
You guaranteeing that?
Yes, I'm going to guarantee that.
Yeah. The mediocrity continues.
Yes. Is that a... The Dan Patrick Show. The mediocrity continues.
4.0. Yeah. Still mediocre.
We're working on some new T-shirts, by the way. Have we workshopped these things?
Oh, some of them are already up on the website.
Oh, they are?
Yeah. And we got a couple more that I think we're going... instead of less is more, we're going more is more this year.
Oh, okay.
Let's just blow it out.
Chiefs-related T-shirts, is that what we're going with?
Yeah. Go to danpatrick.com. They're up there.
Okay. Also send in your Traeger Meat Friday songs. We already had three of them in the first hour, and they're all hits. They were really good. But we're going to do the same thing we did last year. Had a lot of fun with that, with our Meat Madness and our Final Fork. So we'll talk to Reggie Aloysius Miller. He'll join us coming up here. Patriots, obviously, not in the Super Bowl this year, but they still made their impact felt on Sunday. You know, it was first announced the NFL 100 team on the field with Bill Belichick. He stole the show. He got booed, and then he flashed his Super Bowl rings. Not Belichick-like, but I loved it there. Then Tom Brady ended the week of intrigue with a commercial in the first quarter because you had Brady tweeting out a mysterious picture of himself backlit in the tunnel, walking onto or off the field. Some thought it meant he was walking away. Turns out, as we said, it seems like either a desperate cry for, you know, maybe some exposure attention or it's an ad campaign. Turns out it was a Hulu ad campaign. Brady, of course, was great at his delivery. Didn't say anything about necessarily the Patriots. He says he's coming back. Didn't say New England. Earlier in the day, Adam Schefter reported the Raiders would pursue Brady if he didn't re-sign with the Patriots. So, this week's storyline is over with Brady, but in the weeks leading up to free agency, old Tom Brady could provide a lot of drama. And I started to look at the Vegas odds of who is the favorite for Tom Brady. The Patriots still the favorite, overwhelming favorite to keep Brady. But then you got the Raiders sneaking in there, and the Chargers are also in there. The Colts are in there, and the Titans are in there. I would be surprised if Brady left if you're going to offer him $30 million a year. Now, he might say, I'm worth more than that. I got to pay you for what I think you'll earn, not what you did earn. And that's the key. You got to look at this as a business decision. And even if you're a Patriots fan, you may love him back. I hope he retires a Patriot. But I'm going to look at this as a business decision here. Do I want to spend $30, $35 million on Tom Brady right now at his age? And I wouldn't want to. Because at some point, you got to transition into what is the next stage of this team. Who are we and what are we? Now, if you think you can round everybody up and maybe make one more Super Bowl run, all right, then you know maybe you do that with Tom Brady. But if he's going to say, I want $35 million a year, I would look at that and probably wisely decline. Yeah, Paul.
I know it's easy because it's not my money, but if you were Tom Brady, would you ask for $35 million? For 2 years, you know, 35 and 35. Or would you ask for $10 million a year for 2 years and say, get me a new wide receiver and a new tight end? Seems like he's set money-wise.
Yeah, but they didn't do a good job last year.
Right, but without the cash, there's even less chance of them doing a good job, I would think.
I know, with their draft picks, you know, that they weren't ready for the, you know, plan B with Gronk retiring. I know that they had injuries. Every team has injuries. That defense was a top five defense. But that offense was pedestrian. And some of that is on Brady, but a lot of it is on Belichick, in my opinion. Yeah, McLovin.
Isn't Tom really mad about being underpaid?
Yes. Yeah.
So he's going to go the opposite and ask for maximum, like full money this time, right?
I don't know what he's going to ask for, you know, to be reasonable with them, because he didn't have a good year. It's not like he's basing this off, hey, look at the year I had. A couple of years ago when he was MVP or when they win the Super Bowl, then you can go, hey, I want to be paid. Now, did he take a discount? Yes, he did. Did that discount help him win some Super Bowls? I'm going to say yes, it did. I don't see him playing in Las Vegas. I know that you got a young running back there. You got Gruden. I don't know if that's a benefit if you have Gruden, if you're Tom Brady. You got a good tight end. You've got some elements there. Now, that would be great for Vegas if you got Brady. Now, the Chargers, you're moving into a new home. You're still sort of a secondary tenant in there to the Rams. But if you get Brady in there, I mean, are you bringing out a fan base because Tom Brady is going to show up? I mean, I know L.A. likes celebrities. They like their celebrities when they perform well, too. And that's a good team. You know, I would rather go to the Chargers, even though they don't have a home, than, you know, the Vegas Raiders. But, you know, the way it looks now, I'd be surprised if Brady left the Patriots. And a couple of weeks ago, I thought, you know what, there's a really good chance that Belichick, and I was told this by a source who said, you're missing out. You think Belichick opens up a scrapbook? He doesn't care about this stuff. He is business, all business, and will cut Tom if he needs to. He will. And I think that that's where Robert Kraft doesn't want to come off as cold. You know, he's the owner. Hey, I speak for you, the fans, and we want Tommy back. And Belichick doesn't. Belichick doesn't speak for the fans. Belichick speaks for what is going to be best for my football team. And he takes the right approach, whereas owners get sentimental sometimes. Coaches, GMs, don't always get sentimental. Yeah, McLovin.
Feels like a big risk, though. You're 12-4 this year. Like, who's going to play quarterback?
That was a hollow 12-4.
Right. But who's going to play quarterback next year?
Because Miami's going to eventually figure it out and get a little better. Buffalo was a good team this year. I don't know if – did you see the odds for MVP? And Sam Darnold's odds, his numbers, were pretty high. Like, surprisingly high. Like, Patrick Mahomes and Lamar, I don't know if it deserves that.
But don't you have to win to be an MVP? I mean, don't you have to make the playoffs?
I don't know.
Technically, you could be the most valuable player on a bad team.
He could be Jets MVP.
He still has value to his team.
Sam Darnold is well, we're still waiting, but he has a chance to be a very good quarterback. I was just surprised. Do you have the MVP odds in there, McLovin?
His career highlight is mononucleosis.
Still efforting.
Christy?
I think Darnold at 80-1.
Okay.
Which isn't terrible. You can make a couple of bucks.
All right, who wants to take it?
But come on, we've been saying.
Put a $5. I'll put a Finsky on it.
How many times have we said the Dolphins, Bills, and Jets are making moves on the Patriots? I mean.
Well, the Bills did.
They didn't win the division.
They won 10 games.
Right, but they've won. They've done that like three times. They did that with Tyrod Taylor, too. It doesn't really make a difference.
Okay, but do you feel like Buffalo's a little closer to them?
No.
Okay.
I don't. I felt like Buffalo's record was even more hollow.
By the way, who beat the Patriots in New England at the end of the regular season in a must-win situation for the New England Patriots?
Yeah, the Dolphins have had the Patriots' number, though.
Not usually in New England.
No, I know. That was weird.
Yeah, see.
The Bills haven't won 10 games in a season since 1999. Stat of the day.
Yeah, they were 9-7. They had the easiest schedule this year. That statistic was so hollow. And they were 9-7 with Tyrod Taylor and scored 3 points in their playoff game.
Yeah, they've essentially been 9-7 every year. 9-7 or like 6-10.
Yes, Paul.
I see where they're going with Darnold, though, because Mahomes got his, Lamar Jackson got his. It's the next great story. Mm. And if Sam Darnold goes from 19 touchdowns and 13 picks to 30-7, then he's the next hot story.
But he's not joining a good team like Watson did in Mahomes. People forget. And I forget who it was that it might have been Dion who said, oh, if Mahomes, you know, you'd talk about him on any team. That's not true. It's just not true because he has a wonderful situation there. Now, is he great? Absolutely. But if he's on Tampa, are we talking about Patrick Mahomes as the MVP? And the answer is no. He's got the fastest guy in the NFL. He's got maybe the best tight end in the NFL. Very good offensive line. Offensive-minded head coach. You got a very good offensive coordinator there. And you got a couple other wide receivers who are on the 4x100 relay team, it feels like, for the U.S. Olympic team. That helps. No? You go into a situation where you have some talent. Deshaun Watson went into a situation where they had some talent. If I put you on a team that's pedestrian, you're not going to put up those numbers. That's why when you look at Joe Burrow could be as talented as these other quarterbacks. He's going to go into a bad situation here. And that's going to lead to bad habits. You could get injured. Morale, you're losing. You just went from being undefeated, winning the national title, throwing 60 touchdown passes, and then you're going to go into that situation. That's where it's real. Dan Marino went to a great situation. That helped. John Elway didn't want to go to the Colts. He didn't want to go into that situation. And he held out so he could go to a better team. Yeah, McLeod.
Yeah, I mean, Andy Reid has really had success with a wide range. Not like this, but and Bieniemy too. I mean, I can't think of a better 1-2 punch on offense.
It's a great situation. Now I got people saying, what about Tom Brady to the Cowboys? What am I, Skip Bayless here?
Should I put that up as a poll?
Oh, No. I saw somebody said, hey, Skip was talking about maybe the Niners get rid of Jimmy Garoppolo and bring in Tom Brady. Good luck with that. If you want to throw it out there, that's fine. Go get him with that one. Yeah, I'd cut Garoppolo and bring in Tom Brady. I know Tom is from the area. I don't know if San Francisco is ready to cut Jimmy Garoppolo at age 28 to bring in Tom Brady. He could have won the damn Super Bowl.
Two more first downs.
That's it.
Who, Tom?
Oh, no. Tommy wouldn't need that. He would have won it in the first
round. Tommy would have made that throw.
Of course he would have hit Emmanuel Sanders. Yes, McLovin.
By the way, anyone who thinks Tom Brady wouldn't have won that game is crazy. I mean, Jimmy G was seven.
Would I rather have Brady than Garoppolo on Sunday night?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's hot. Experience.
Yes.
That's not a hot take.
That's a joke.
That's not a hot.
You're getting, by the way, tons of notes saying Bruce Arians and Mahomes would be a lethal combination.
It would be, but that doesn't mean they'd be great. They have Mike Evans is wonderful.
They'd rob us of the fun of watching Jameis, your favorite QB.
They can't take away Jameis Winston from me. They can't. I love Sundays. Jameis Winston's playing. Love it. I do. I'm absolutely fascinated. When I go in, or if I go to somebody's house or we go to a bar, and I say, can you put on Tampa? And they go, what? Can you put on the Buccaneers? I want to watch the Buccaneers. They're like, nobody has ever requested we put on Tampa Bay. Even people from Tampa. And I go, but I want to see Jameis Winston. And I'll be damned if one time I didn't, I went to a bar and they put on Tampa and he threw a pick six and almost threw another pick six. And I said, see? He's exciting. That's why he's must see TV. Update the poll results there from the first 2 hours, McLovin.
Story of the year. Actually, Antonio Brown jumped over the Chiefs. They're 1-2 in the story of the year in the NFL.
That saga is not over for Antonio Brown. It's not. He's going to say something crazy again. He apologizes, and then he does something. He apologizes, does something, apologizes. Yeah, not good. I had the Super Bowl odds for next year. The Chiefs are the favorites, then the Niners, then the Ravens. I had the Chargers at number 4, Cowboys 5, Saints, Packers, and I don't know how the Chargers could be there unless Vegas is speculating that if Brady goes there, even if Brady goes there, would the Chargers be the 4th pick? They'd be in the top 10. But I can't imagine that they'd be top 4. Yes, McLean.
The storyline that worries me is their O-line was supposed to be awful last year. Don't you need a pretty good O-line for immobile Tom Brady?
That would help.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would help.
I mean, they're always injured, too. Remember we always talk about how the Chargers find a way to get snake bitten?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I learned the hard way with them.
They were the most talented team when you picked them. There's no doubt about it.
That year, they were the most talented team, I thought, offensively and defensively. I saw a mock draft. I don't know. Is this ESPN? I saw USA Today had a mock draft.
Yeah, I gave you a USA Today and an ESPN, and The Athletic came out with there. Everyone's got one today.
Right. But everybody's got Joe Burrow going to the Bengals, Chase Young going to the Redskins, right? Everybody can agree on that?
Absolutely.
Okay. I'm curious about the Chargers. Yeah, it doesn't have that. Has them taking an offensive lineman. What's USA Today's mock draft have? Chargers taking Justin Herbert. Dolphins taking Tua Tagovailoa. Yeah.
A lot of consensus on there. A lot of mocks have Tua staying in Miami. A lot have Jeff Okuda, the cornerback from Ohio State, number three to the Lions.
Mm. Yeah. Now, these are fun to read, but, you know.
Well, it seems actually a little bit uneventful this year, the mocks.
Who's the guy from South Carolina, the defensive lineman? Do you know who this guy is, McLovin?
Javon Kinlaw. Yeah, he gets a lot of hype.
I was told by a source, whoo, boy, this guy is the real deal. Reggie's going to call in. So let me take a break here. We'll talk to Reggie Miller right after this Dan Patrick Show.
If you purchase supplies for a small to mid-sized business, Zorro.com. Zorro.com is your go-to resource. At Zorro, you'll find all the things that keep a business running, no matter what kind of business you're in. Zorro offers tools, safety equipment, cleaning, maintenance supplies, office and shipping, automotive, industrial equipment, and more, including the specialty items you can't find anywhere else. Whether you're shopping for an office, a factory, a contracting business, a machine shop, a sports talk radio show, you can get exactly what you need. And when you shop at Zorro, you'll find brands that you already know and trust, like 3M, Prestone, Stanley Black & Decker, Schneider Electronic, Rubbermaid, all at competitive prices. And if you want fast, free shipping, it's yours when you spend $50 or more. And if you have a question, a return, or need help finding exactly the right item, count on Zorro's customer service team based right here in the United States. Visit Zorro.com/Dan. That's Zorro.com/Dan. And sign up for Zmail and get 15% off your first order. Zorro.com. All you need to make your business go.
Napa know-how.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Trade deadline is Thursday. Who's going to be buyers? Who's going to be sellers? I don't know what there is for anybody to acquire. Feels like Clint Capella and Drew Holiday might be the big names there. Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer, he'll be on the call for Sixers and the Bucks. That's Thursday night at 8 Eastern with Kevin Harlan and Kristen Ledlow. Reg joins us now. Did you watch the Super Bowl, Reg?
Of course. Who didn't?
Where did you watch?
Here in Calabasas, on my couch with my remote.
By yourself?
By myself. Mama Bear took the kids out to Dojo Boom as a trampoline place. And she was like, enjoy. I was like, I will.
Were you rooting for anybody?
I mean, obviously growing up in California, I was the biggest, as you know, Joe Montana fan. You know, our good friend Mark Jackson, Dan Marino. So I had a little bit, you know, for the 49ers, but
and gone. Started out well. I think 2 days put him on hold there, Fritzy, so see if you can bring back Reggie. Moments away from bringing Reggie back. You know, it's always, you know, when you get to that point where you're a Hall of Famer in another sport and then you have somebody who's your favorite, like, you know, Reg said, Joe Montana. Reg is back. Did you ever meet Joe Montana?
I have never met Joe Montana, no. My hands will probably be shaking.
Really? I just saw him the other night.
Well, why didn't you say I was one of his biggest fans?
I forgot. You know, when I see Joe, I just say, hey, Joe. Like, Joe is so unassuming.
Wait,
just
go, hold on. You have it like that with him? I mean, you guys are cool like that?
I have his number.
We're going to have to do a meet and greet on the show. Come on now.
All right. Well, I'll see what I can do. You know,
you can do.
Joe's kind of shy. Joe's kind of shy.
So am I.
Are you? Wait, okay, is there another athlete you haven't met where you'd actually be nervous meeting them?
Let me think about that.
Like Michael Jordan, wouldn't you be nervous meeting him?
Well, I was nervous for a different reason. Not the nervous that you have grown accustomed to. I was nervous in a different fashion going against number 23.
All right, you got Bucks at the Pelicans tonight. What do you expect out of this matchup showdown?
Well, number one, you and I, for the last month, we thought that they should sit Zion, correct?
Yeah.
Let him out, let him heal up, let him lose a little weight. But the young man has looked fantastic.
So yeah, he is.
I think we need to say that he's looked great.
How would you describe his game? If somebody hadn't seen him play in the NBA, his pro game?
Dynamic. Electrifying. Because you see a guy at his size. Because he's not the biggest guy. Again, I'm taller than he is. But the strength and the power and the grace that he plays with, if you look at some of the highlights, some of his missed shots is probably his best offense because he is such a quick leaper. He rebounds his own misses for putbacks. So I would say the power and the grace, he's just electrifying to watch, especially when he gets into the open court.
He doesn't have a go-to move yet.
Not yet, but again, he's only, 19, 20 years old, so I think that has time. There's a lot of players, there's MVPs that don't have go-to moves in our game. So, I mean, that will come in time.
I was also, you know, there's a couple other storylines here, obviously with the trade deadline. I don't know which team needs to make a move.
I would say the Lakers in Philadelphia need to tinker their lineups. Not a major move, but both of those teams, in my opinion, need more shooting. Better shooting, more consistent shooting. I think Boston needs size, especially the longer they go in the playoffs. I think Milwaukee stays pat. I am confused with the Capella thing and with Houston. I know they like to play small ball, but as much as James Harden and Russell Westbrook penetrate and drive, they are always collapsing the defense. And a lot of times, it's that alley-oop to Capella that keeps the offense.
Yeah.
So getting rid of him is a little bit of a head-scratcher. I know they want to play 6'7", 6'6", guys, but I don't know how far and how – look, we've seen this movie in the playoffs with Houston, right, when they play small ball. So we've seen this before.
Yeah.
It's just a little head-scratcher of them trying to move Capella.
I'm trying to think, though, if there's anybody else, you know, are the Pelicans, somebody said J.J. Redick, Drew Holiday could be guys that could be available if the Pelicans want to.
And two guys that could help championship-contending teams. I think you put Holiday possibly –
I thought it was a dramatic pause, but apparently it wasn't.
And acquire J.J. Redick.
This team will win it all.
Boom.
Yeah.
Rack me.
Yeah. I am out. I don't know what's going on. Reg always has a good phone line.
Is he a cell phone guy or a hard line guy?
Reg is back. You had that dramatic pause there, Reg.
No, I apologize, guys. We are having 40 and 50 mile an hour winds here in SoCal, so that could be stripping the power. I am on a hard line. I'm not on a cell.
Okay.
I am on a hard line. I do apologize.
Are you in the neighborhood with the Kardashians?
I'm near the Cardinals. I can't afford it. I'm near there.
Okay, who are you? Who's in your neighborhood?
No one. No one infamous is in my neighborhood.
How about somebody who's famous? So the Kardashians are a couple of blocks over, or a subdivision
yeah.
over?
They're like a yes. That's a good characterization. They're a subdivision away. I can kind of see where their plot of land is.
Does Brad Pitt live by you?
I didn't know Brad Pitt was a Calabasas guy.
I don't know. I just made it up.
I know KG is out here. The Kardashians are out. There's a whole bunch of people out here. But I never see anyone, truthfully.
But like when you go to the store?
I don't.
Oh, you don't go to the store?
I go to the store. I do all the shopping for the house. I just don't see anyone.
Really?
I go at odd times, though. You know, I'm a day shopper, morning shopper.
Does Drake live there?
Sure, they're going in the evening.
Does Drake live there?
I heard Drake lives in Calabasas. I've never seen him. Jamie Foxx lives out this way. I've never seen him. I've never seen him.
Well, plus those people have like big houses and big plots of land, so you wouldn't see
again. I'm not in that stratosphere. I'm not in that part of Calabasas. There's two parts of Calabasas.
Have you ever shot hoops?
The have and the have not.
Have you ever shot hoops in Calabasas? Like a local park. Have you ever shot hoops?
I have, by Uncle Mark. We call it Uncle Mark's Park, Mark Jackson. He lives in Calabasas, so the kids love to go, as we call it, to Uncle Mark's Park to shoot hoops. So we always call Mark and the local kids, and we meet up in Calabasas and play at this park.
Well, why don't you, if you see Drake, you invite Drake, and then I'll guard Drake. And then, we'll play it. Like,
Drake has some game.
No, no, he doesn't. You saw him at Midnight Madness at Kentucky a couple of years ago. He couldn't make a layup.
I think nerves got the best of Drake that night.
Well, he's going to be really nervous when he sees me on the floor.
What?
Yeah.
Like that.
Yeah.
So I cannot wait to see Drake. Okay, it's on.
Yeah,
right?
I'm not afraid. And if you tell.
Okay, so you and I. So should we tell Drake to get. Since I'm retired and KG lives out here.
Oh, no, he can't have KG.
Well, who am I going to guard? Oh,
Mark Jackson.
Paul Pierce.
Ooh.
Mark Jackson, yes.
Yeah,
so
I want
Mark
you to.
Mark Jackson and Drake. Yeah. Is you and I?
It'll be you.
I like that.
Yeah, you and me against Drake and Mark Jackson.
Done deal. I like it. I like it, shooter.
Well, I hope. I hope. How tall? What's Drake? Is he 5'8", 5'9", or is he a little taller?
He's pushing 6.
Oh,
maybe.
Is he? All right, so I can post him up.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and trust me, mouth in the house. I'm going to throw it down to you. Go to work, Theodore.
That's what I do. I go into the lab. I'm going to go to work on Drake there. I'm going to make him write a song about me. We're talking to Reggie Miller, the Hall of Famer. He's on the call, Sixers, Bucks, Thursday night. Sixers are a mess right now, Reggie. Can the Sixers continue to be a good team or try to be a good team with Ben Simmons and Joel Embiid? Can they complement each other?
Coming into the season, I felt that they had one of the stronger, starting five with Josh Richardson, Tobias Harris, Ben Simmons, Joel Embiid. I wouldn't necessarily say there's a chemistry issue, but the injury to Embiid has hurt them, and now he's back, playing, and now they're trying to integrate him. To me, I don't think he gets enough touches. There's places where I've read that they're thinking it has crossed Elton Brand's mind of them trading Ben Simmons. So is that messing up the psyche of a young player who's an all-star and, is supposed to be the face, of the franchise along with Joel Embiid? I mentioned this earlier. They need more shooting. But who do you give up? I like the rookie Matthias Thybulle out of Washington.
Yeah.
But their bench – there's not a lot there. So if they could find more shooting somewhere, I'm sure that would help. But, Josh Richardson has been out with a hamstring injury for the last two and a half weeks. Not sure when he's coming back. But they've been so inconsistent. Tobias Harris has been up and down. And, again, we've talked about Embiid. He should be the best center in the game. to me, him applying himself. He always looks like he's out of shape, right? Because he's always hurt, so he can't practice. And it's got to make it tough, you know, for that coaching staff, you know, when your best player is out on the floor, you know, to practice.
Yeah, I'm going to leave you with this. Mark Cuban said he'd support the NBA logo change to honor Kobe. What do you think about that?
I could see that. I'd jump on board on that. I think there's probably a lot of people that are thinking that MJ should be the logo. Like, you can't go wrong. You know, Jerry West has been a fantastic ambassador for our game. I think that was evident in his words and how he felt for Kobe on our show that Tuesday night. But, you know, I don't know about changing it while you still have a man that's alive and still a part of our game and still works in the game in Jerry West. But I would have zero problems with a Kobe Bryant and a – why don't we float them? Why don't we have multiple, you know, symbols, right? Why can't we have MJ and Kobe and Jerry West, right?
I don't know. It feels like it you know, it needs to be one. I mean – And you know Jerry West would be fine with letting Kobe be that logo because nobody ever asked Jerry about being the logo. He just became the logo, and I don't think he'd have a problem if Kobe became that logo.
I have no problem with it either.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a tough call. Again, you still have a guy out there in Michael Jordan who people consider the greatest as well, too.
Yeah, I think Mike's okay. I think Mike's okay. He's got his own logo. He makes a whole lot more money off his.
A whole lot more. A billion times more.
I know. Yeah. Have fun on Thursday night. Sixers Bucks on TNT with Kevin Harlan. Thank you, Reg.
Again, if I see Drake,
yep.
I can throw down the SmackDown challenge. Is that what you're telling me? So everyone is clear here.
I'll do that, and then I'll rap battle with him after that.
I love you, baby, by Dan.
That's Reggie Aloysius Miller Jr. the third. I don't know what kind of game Drake has. It feels like, you know, I realize Prince probably had game. I realize that. Played in high school. He from what I was told, that Prince actually had game there. But remember when Ice Cube, and he did his video, messed around, got a triple-double, and I'm like, no, you didn't. First of all, nobody keeps their stats when they're playing a pickup game. So I called out Cube when he came on the show. I don't know if that was last year. I'm okay again. Cube says, I'm going to use all six of my fouls. All right, I'm a little nervous about that, but I wasn't too concerned about Cube. Yeah, Paul.
Sources tell me in Drake's house in California out there, he has a full-size regulation basketball court.
So what?
Inside the house. Indoors.
Well, yeah. So he gets to sit and watch other people play, just like he does at Toronto. Raptor games. Yeah, Steve.
I'm watching a YouTube video right now of NBA stars reacting to watching highlights of Drake play basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And they're sort of from all over the place, just him either shooting around or playing pickup games. Mm-hmm. He looks like he would have done well in the AUAA.
Oh, so in our league here.
He looks like he would have done well. He would have balled.
Maybe if he would like to form a team and come in and play against us, the American Unathletic Association of America.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
We can expand. It could be an expansion season.
Him in the layup line of Kentucky Wildcats Midnight Madness didn't go well, right? Do you see that video? If you Google it, I'm kind of going on that Drake might not have a whole lot of game.
I'm watching that, and Reggie's right. He looked nervous. But, no, he's not a shooter like you are at all.
I know, but how nervous can you be? You're just shooting a layup. You're not shooting a jumper. I can understand.
But he did the pull-up jumper in the layup line.
And how did he do?
Got rim.
Oh, okay.
You just don't want to air ball.
No, you don't. Not in a situation like that. And you don't pull-up jumper from the layup line. I hated guys who did that.
You did it.
No, but shoot layups. Let's go. It's called a layup line.
You're a classic jumper guy in the layup line.
I would love to be, but I always hated that because if I was, somebody else would do it, and you'd get clanked on the head with a ball by some guy who missed it. Yeah, Paul.
I got these stats. Drake averaged 13 a game at Degrassi Junior High School. I've never heard of that before. That's a TV show he's on. Ask Chris if he watched it.
Degrassi High. It's a good show.
All right. Let's take a break here. Oh, I got a story here. Oh, okay. Let me give you a tease here. Five is back at ESPN. How would I tease this? And the NFL is dipping its toes into Europe a little bit more next season. Find out right after this.
Do you own or rent your home? Sure you do. And I bet it can be hard work. You know what's easy? Bundling policies with Geico. Geico makes it easy to bundle your homeowner's or renter's insurance along with your auto policy. It's a good thing, too, because you already have so much to do around your home. Go to geico.com, get a quote, and see how much you can save. It's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today. That's geico.com. Once again, it's Geico easy. Visit geico.com today, geico.com. Hey, listeners, just wanted to take a minute to thank all our great sponsors and all of you great listeners for supporting this podcast. We certainly couldn't do it without either of you. And I wanted to remind you that you can support our sponsors by going to our show page at podcastone.com, clicking on the Support This Podcast button, and there you will see all our wonderful sponsors that help make this show possible. Thank you for downloading, subscribing, and, of course, supporting. And now, back to the show.
Napa Know How.
Right now, only at Napa, AAA members get a 20% discount. So you can avoid getting stranded on the side of the road by picking up some quality parts, like batteries, brake pads, and more. Meaning you can prevent the problem before it ever becomes a problem. Bravo. That's 20% off for AAA members. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores. Exclusions apply. May not be combined with other offers. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Go to rockauto.com, all the parts your car or truck will ever need. Rockauto.com. It was founded by automotive engineers in 1999, two goals in mind. First, to give you direct access to all the parts information hidden in those computers and catalogs behind the parts store counter. And second, you get to choose the part brands, prices, features you want anytime 24/7. Rockauto.com has a lot of the parts you've been told dealer only, no longer available. Don't believe it. The parts delivered right to your home or office. You don't waste time and money hunting for the parts, phoning, driving, waiting in lines. Go to rockauto.com today. Tell them we sent you all the parts your car or truck will ever need. Rockauto.com. Ian Rappaport says the following. The Jaguars today will play two of their home games at Wembley Stadium over consecutive Sundays in 2020. Making them the first team in NFL history to play two home games outside the United States in the same regular season. Opponents TBD. Dot big news. Mm-mm. And I don't want to hear from the Jacksonville fans because they're like, oh, you always bring up that our team's going to move to London. Just throw it out there when I'm told things. Now you got two home games over there. Okay. Nothing to see here apparently, right? Two home games in London? Yeah, I'm pulling.
25% of your home season is now being played in London. The reporter, Ian Rappaport, even sounds British.
Sir Ian Rappaport.
You know, the Jaguars have a UK Twitter feed. It's the Jaguars UK is the official UK Twitter account of an NFL team, the Jacksonville Jaguars, including news and updates about our Wembley games.
Yeah.
They're the only NFL team who has a UK website.
I don't know if they end up there permanently, but from what I was told that there was going to be, there were inroads made, and this is a couple of years ago. And I certainly heard from the Jacksonville fans. Stop spreading those rumors. I wasn't spreading any rumor. I was spreading what I was told. I don't wish for it. I would hope that they got a home in Jacksonville and it's a, you know, it's a great relationship there. I'm not sitting there going, boy, I can't wait to get a team in London. Has not. When's the last time you watched a game in London and you were really entertained by it? Not very often.
Wait, American football game or any kind of game?
American football.
I've watched a lot of Premier League games.
Yes, I'm entertained by that. Yeah, see.
I know. I honestly usually miss them because they're on at a different time, and I'm like, ah, forget it. Out of my schedule.
Well, they don't always give them a great game over there to have on. Like,
and you know what's so weird, too? When they show the crowd, and they're like, look at the support for football over here, and everybody's wearing a different jersey. It's like they just kept handing out jerseys of all the different teams. Yeah. And they're like, why is somebody wearing a Browns jersey at a...
They love the NFL.
Steelers-Titans game.
Yes, we love it.
The best joke of the postseason was when it looked like the Texans and Titans were going to be in the AFC Championship game. Everyone was like, oh, they're going to flex this game to London. And aired on Yahoo at 9 a.m. Yeah. Instead of like...
this day in sports history, Paulie.
Got a few of them, Dan. Born on this date, Lawrence Taylor born on this date.
Mm.
Yeah, that's not that great. Let's see. This day in sports says John Madden, 1969, was named the head coach of the Oakland Raiders.
Okay.
And then the Boston Celtics in 93 retired Larry Bird, 33. 1997, a civil jury found O.J. Simpson liable in the death of Nicole Brown Simpson and Ron Goldman.
Mm.
1997, civil jury.
Mm.
That's it.
It was on this day in 2004, Mark Zuckerberg launched Facebook from his Harvard dormitory room. It seemed like that's been 16 years ago. Yeah, see.
This is actually 3 years earlier than that.
Somebody else did it. And the Winklevosses, they did it. They did it in 01 from their Harvard room. Those guys still got a billion, didn't they?
I heard they got, in all seriousness, I heard they got $65 million each.
I thought they went back in.
Oh, I don't know about that. I read a pretty detailed story that they each got $65 million.
And then the other guy that Andrew Garfield plays,
yeah,
he got a billion.
I heard $300 million for him.
Oh.
But again, this is just a story I read years ago.
Oh, okay.
Poor guy.
Yeah, but if, okay, if somebody says you get three, yes.
Well, I have the, I don't have that number that Paul is just saying, but they apparently the Winklevosses have gotten in on Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, yeah, and now they're worth about $1.5 billion combined.
Okay. Right.
So they got to the billion that you're talking about.
$1.5 billion in phony money.
In
fake code. Yeah. Did Armie Hammer get nominated for an Academy Award for playing both brothers?
No.
Man.
I think he may have gotten nominated for a Golden Globe for Best Supporting.
Pretty, but he had two Best Supporting roles, the two brothers. Shouldn't he have gotten it for one of the roles there? Academy Awards coming up this weekend, by the way.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
I'm boycotting.
You are? Because of Sandman?
Yeah.
That's all right. He did all right. He did all right.
Nope.
I didn't get any screeners. Did you get any screeners, Seton?
Nah.
I don't know what happened here.
Are there budget cuts?
I don't know. I'm in the Screen Actors Guild. Hollywood, if you're listening, where are my screeners?
It's like the best part of
being
in that.
That's why I pay my dues. I pay my dues. Yeah. Like, where are my screeners? I watched a couple of movies, like Jojo Rabbit. I got through 40 minutes of it. It was really well done. It's twisted, but it's Scarlett Johansson has a boy who's 10, and he wants to be in the German, and he wants to be a Nazi. And then you have this cameo with a Hitler that is, he only sees Hitler, and Hitler's goofy, and it's I don't even know if I can describe it correctly there, McLevin.
It's the hot dark horse to win whatever it's nominated for, including Best Picture.
I thought it was brilliantly done. What I saw the first 40 minutes, there are laugh-out-loud moments. And I know you're going to say, why are you be laughing at, you know, that situation? But there's some funny moments in there. Yeah.
It's the director, Taika Waititi. Sorry if I'm saying, he's the guy who did Thor Ragnarok. He's from New Zealand. And
he's
kind of an up-and-coming star, and he's very unusual humor. You're right. It's a non-funny subject, but it's brilliantly done. It's
brilliant. Yeah. Yeah, see.
You know, this whole time, you've mentioned Jojo Rabbit a couple times now, and I've been like, dang, why is Dan going so heavy on that Richard Pryor movie? That's Jojo Dancer. Like, yes. Wow, he's like really going throwback. Like, this is so important that Richard Pryor.
You seen 1917 yet?
I did not. I wanted to see it in the theaters, but I did not see that. Jojo Rabbit. I also saw half of The Lighthouse, I think it is.
You're the best at seeing half a movie.
I am the king of best. I will watch a half an episode of The Outsider. And my wife will go, why don't you watch the whole episode? I said, I fell asleep. What did I learn today, Todd?
Even if they have to take on David Price's contract, LA Times' Bill Plaschke feels the Dodgers must get Mookie Betts.
Yeah. What did you learn today, Todd?
I learned that you're not convinced Bill Belichick wants Tom Brady back, certainly not for $60 million possibly over the next 2 years.
Yeah, I think Robert Kraft is saying the right things. It all comes down to Bill Belichick. What we learned brought to you by 1-800-Flowers. Valentine's Day, right around the corner, we got a new partner. Right now, get 18-stem Enchanted Rose Medley for $29.99, or I'll double those roses, 36 for $20 more. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com. Click on that radio icon, enter the promo code Patrick. Talk to you tomorrow.
Podcast One has some exciting news. It's official. Our shows are now available on Spotify, and it's free. We want to make it super easy for you and your friends to listen to our podcasts. And joining Spotify allows us to be in even more places for fans to find us. If you're already listening to music on Spotify, you can now listen to our podcasts in the same place. If you're not on Spotify yet, all you have to do is download the free app. That's right, no credit card necessary, and simply search for our shows to start listening.
Napa Know-How.
Now at Napa, get a free Chase Elliott racing hat with any $25 purchase. Set of brakes? That'll cover it. New battery? Hat-worthy. Replacing an air filter? Then adding on wiper blades and headlamps just to break $25? Chase approved. So get what you need and a free Chase Elliott hat. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How.
At participating Napa Auto Parts stores, while supplies last. Offer ends 3/31/20.
5-Hour Energy helps you get through your crazy on-the-go life. And now it comes in two great tropical flavors, strawberry banana and tropical burst. They're delicious and can transport you to a tropical paradise. Try them both, then vote for your favorite at 5hewin.com. You could be on the go to someplace you actually want to go. Offer ends 7/31/20. Terms apply. See www.5hewin.com for details.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The boundlessly capable all-electric EQS SUV from Mercedes-Benz with available transparent hood technology. So advanced, it can see through sheet metal. The vehicle's all electric. The feeling is all Mercedes. Learn more at mbusa.com/EQS-SUV.